Good morning. 30 degrees. Time for First Thoughts. 14 in front of 6 o'clock. WWIB. Did you know that reading more books is a common New Year's resolution? In fact, I was at a group the other night. We were kind of trying to share goals with each other for the year. And so I came up with about at least one new book a month. I mean, again, I see some of my friends, 100, 150, 200 books. Hats off to you. And a lot of times these days when people say reading a book, it means reading or listening. And a lot of times it's more listening than reading. Popularity of audiobooks just boom through the roof. But I don't know, setting the bar low, hopefully it goes more than that. Here's the thing. I try to read aloud to my wife before we go to bed, like last night, too tired. That happens more and more. So reading more books, a common New Year's resolution. Have you resolved to read how many books this year? Well, based on a December survey, 40% of Americans reported reading zero books last year, zero. While 27%, more than one in four, read 1 to 4 books. Okay, maybe 12 isn't a bad goal. The median American read 2 books last year. Read 10 or more books and you're already in the top 15% of American readers. Well, maybe that, again, that goal may be doable one of them. The biggest readers doing a book a week, 52. 4% of respondents read 50 or more books in the year. Yeah, I can tell you people like the former state Senate Majority Leader Scott Jensen, big numbers. Lots of people read a lot. Okay, also this morning, we're going to skip ahead to today in history, and in our WIB wake-up show, Time Machine, we go back to 1989. Yep. Japan's Emperor Hirohito, whose decades of rule include World War II and Japan becoming an American ally, died on this day in 1989 at the age of 87. Kind of unusual that comes up, as my son, the host of The Drive, Dawson, is in Japan with two of his friends right now. All right, we're closing out with our morning devotion. Somebody had emailed asking, when is he due back? He's due back on Sunday the 18th, back on the air on the 19th, which is the birth anniversary of my dad, actually, his late grandpa who went to be with the Lord in 2006. We close it out, Brennan Manning Devo, today, the God who is love. Brennan has this to say, a second radical message from Jesus about the Father. And again, the first one was through Jesus, we know Abba. The second one is that God is love. It sounds almost trite, doesn't it? But a comparative study of world religions will show how striking and novel is the Christian affirmation that God is love. That means that all God does is love. Not only that God is love, but that God is loving. In fact, that he always acts in a loving way. Just as the sun only shines, conferring its light and warmth on those who will receive them, so God only loves, shedding his light and warmth on those who would receive them. Brennan says, all changes in the quality of a Christian's life grow out of a change in one's vision of reality. Jesus said, you will come to know the truth, and the truth will set you free, John 8:32. Therefore, I ask you, do you really believe that God is unchangeably, unalterably loving? And have you let that change your personal vision of reality? Every hidden corner and embarrassing shadow and intense desire of it. Your personal transformation begins here. Brennan says, when I was a little boy, I had a naive idea that when I went to confession, God was frowning on me because I'd been bad. As soon as I confessed my sins, God would begin to smile again. Somehow my confession implied a change in God. How absurd, Brennan says. My confession only implies a change in me. Final paragraph. Now I understand things differently, more like this. You and I are standing in the middle of a spotlight on the platform of a church. The rest of the church is in darkness, but we're in bright light. To me, this scene is a good image of ragamuffins living in a state of grace. Now, suppose that you or I commit grave, deliberate sin. What happens? We step aside into shadows, but the light remains shining. God's love never changes. We have simply chosen to step away from it. When we repent, we come back into the light of God's love, which has always been there. Today's suggested reading, 1 John 4:7-16. It's Win It Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show.
715-723-2555. We don't always get to games on Win It Wednesday, but when we do, we get a chance to try something a little different. So something we haven't done for a bit here. This is Secret Sound, and pretty simple. We'll play a sound for you. It's short. And you have to call in at 715-723-2555 and tell us what it is. The first person to get it correctly on the air will win a pretty great prize.
It's the perfect radio game. You can't Google this.
Yes. And we are giving you a free medium concrete mixer courtesy of your local Culver's here in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls if you can correctly identify the secret sound. So, without further ado, here it is. It's not much. It's not much. I mean, we can't give you too long of a sound, otherwise that kind of takes the fun out of it.
What is it?
715-723-2555, Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. What is this sound? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. Who will be the first through the gate to say, hey, I think I have a guess what that might be. What is this? 715-723-2555 as we go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eddie Moss from Mondovi.
Eddie, what do you think?
Someone wiping their windshield with windshield wipers.
Somebody wiping the windshield with windshield wipers. Is that what we're looking for? How did Eddie get it?
Good try, Eddie. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Playing Secret Sound for a Culver's Concrete Mixer. What is this? What is it? 715-723-2555.
Yeah, that does sound, I mean, like that.
A lot of windshield wipers have been used in recent days.
I know.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Melissa from Osseo.
Melissa, what do you think?
I think it's a cash register opening.
Well, let's take a listen. Let's take a listen again. Is that a cash register opening, Halvo?
Sorry, Melissa. Good try.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Secret Sound. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Arlene from Chippewa Falls.
Arlene, what do you think that secret sound could be?
Is that a typewriter key? Is it an old typewriter?
Old typewriter.
Old typewriter. Yeah. It's an old typewriter key. Let's listen to it again.
It's fun having the guests listening and trying to decide, Arlene. Sorry, that's not it.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. We have time for a few more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Lisa Mondovi.
Lisa from Mondovi. What do you think?
Is it a stapler?
Is it a stapler? Let's listen. Is it a stapler? Did Lisa get it?
It could be. That was one of my thoughts. That's not it, though.
Not a stapler. Thank you, Lisa. 715-723-2555. Time for a couple more guesses if we get them here. 715-723-2555. A Culver's medium concrete mixer. I saw they have the hot cocoa concrete mixers
the other day
on one of their billboards. Huh. It's like, yeah, that looks pretty awesome. 715-723-2555. If you're not guessed out on Secret Sound, what is that? Good guesses so far, but none correct. What is that secret sound? 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we'll give you 20-ish minutes to think about it and guess again a little bit later on this morning.
Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show, we're having fun playing Secret Sound.
715-723-2555. A great prize on the line.
Oh, yeah. I'm holding it right here in my hand. Enjoy a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of not one, but two mix-ins.
715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. If you think you know what this secret sound is, let's hear it. And let's hear it again. What could it be? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. To guess, let's go right to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Lublin.
Lublin?
Lublin, I didn't catch your first name. I apologize. Go ahead one more time.
This is Jerome.
Jerome. All right. Thank you, Jerome. What do you think this secret sound is? Jerome, go ahead.
Is putting quarters in a pool table.
Putting quarters in a pool table. You know, we were just playing pool at my uncle's over our little Christmas break in Iowa. Not the kind where you have to put a quarter in.
Yeah.
Is this putting quarters in a pool table? Avo?
No, it's not. And I don't think that's ever been guessed for any contest we've ever had.
So there you go. We don't have a backup prize for you, but thank you. Always good to hear from Lublin. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Chrissy. I'm calling from Chippewa. Is it someone scraping ice off?
Scraping ice off. Okay.
Yeah, scraping their windshield. Yeah.
Scraping ice off. Is that it? Is it scraping ice off, Alvo?
I can see it sounds like that, but sorry, that's not it.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Secret Sound here in the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday for a free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins, courtesy of your local Culver's. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Hey, Evelyn, what do you think?
Is it stepping in snow or ice?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Yeah. Snow or ice? Let's listen. Let's listen together. Stepping in snow or ice?
You know, that would have been a good thought, right, over these last couple of days. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you, Evelyn. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hey, this is Kendra from Winter.
Hey, Kendra, what do you think?
Hey, I'm going to guess a paper hole puncher.
Is it a paper hole puncher? Uh-huh. Let's listen again. Pavo?
Is it a paper hole puncher, like a three-hole punch or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It sure is, Kendra.
It is, Kendra. You got
yes.
it.
You're going to Culver's.
Well done. Kendra, I think right. you're one of our most faithful contestant participants. And I don't know when the last time was you won. And we're
first.
Very happy for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kendra, in winter, and it certainly is winter right now.
Indeed. Let's listen one more time. Has Kendra correctly identified this as a three-hole punch?
Way to go.
Good job, Kendra. We'll have your prizes waiting for you.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we had our second winner in as many days. So,
congratulations to Kendra from Winter. She was pumped. She was pumped to win.
She recognized the secret sound was a three-hole punch this morning. Well, it turns out the United States is still building a bike trail that seeks to run from coast to coast.
I didn't even realize this was a project. So stretching almost 3,700 miles and crossing 12 states, the Great American Rail Trail will enable cyclists, hikers, and riders to traverse the entire country. This is pretty cool.
It is
like
cool.
A Forrest Gump thing, I guess, but on a bike.
I mean, you kind of warm up by doing the Elroy Sparta Trail, and then this is a lot longer. The multi-use trail will run from D.C. in the east to Washington State on the Pacific Coast as well.
This has been going on for a while. Launched in May of 2019, the route will eventually connect more than 145 existing paths.
Yeah, really cool. The Great American Rail Trail is more than halfway complete and actively expanding with over 2,000 miles open to the public already and new segments funded and under construction.
So around $30 million in new local, state, federal, and private investment was secured in 2025, bringing total public and private investment since 2019 to about $174 million. It's not cheap to create a 3,700-mile bike trail.
Now, that is a bike ride for sure. I wonder how long it would take.
Yeah, I don't know. But well done to everybody who's working on this. And sounds pretty cool. As we were saying. Some gadgets from the tech show. The Roborock Seros Rover. It's a robo vacuum that can climb stairs. The Seros Rover can actually clean steps as it climbs, so taking Roomba, I guess, to a whole new level.
It seems like the most practical one on the list. Have you ever been enjoying a lollipop and thought, I wish this thing would play music directly into my head? Well, probably not, but Lollipop Star can do just that. You'll hear the music, which was specifically made for this product, once you bite down on the lollipop, thanks to bone conduction technology.
Wow. That's more tech than I ever thought I'd need in a lollipop. The Solar Mars Bot is a wheel device with four retractable solar panels that follows you like a puppy. Its primary job is to follow you while tracking the sun so it can supply you with power. It uses cameras to follow you around. So then your phone never runs out of charge.
Wow. How about this? The Neurologic's longevity mirror can predict whether you'll age gracefully.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Do you want to know? Using blood flow patterns and AI, the mirror estimates your long-term health in areas such as metabolic health, heart health, and physiological age by scoring each category from 0 to 100. And it all happens in half a minute.
So you wake up to that, and it just gives you a countdown. It's just like, this is how long. More gadgets from the Consumer Electronics Show. One more, and this is super cool. Two more, actually. I'm sorry. Lego Smart Bricks will recognize other Lego bricks, activate effects, light up, and play music.
Wow.
They'll work with multiple Lego sets. The first to incorporate them will be Star Wars sets this spring.
Uh-oh, I know Cooper wants for his birthday. And finally, AI Tails is a smart food and drink system for cats.
Because we needed that. There you go. Some highlights from the Consumer Electronics Show.